This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As did Mr. Trump on Monday, Secretary Clinton gave China a poke or two today.
It is also true that China and other countries have gamed the system for too long. Enforcement, particularly during the Bush administration, has been too lax.
That was about trade specifically, but China is in the news this week for something else as well. Beijing has long been wary of GMOs. It allows imports of genetically modified corn and soybeans for animal feed over there, not for domestic production. But this week, in its new five-year plan for science and technology, Beijing said it's going to allow the commercialization of biotech corn and soybeans over the next couple of years. Seeing as how it's a global economy and a global marketplace, Annie Baxter has that story.
China's population is growing, and so is its middle class. That means more people eating meat and more imports of corn and soybeans for animal feed.
And this step to commercialize GMOs is really an attempt by them to limit the amount of growth in imports that they will have to do in the future.
That's Bruce Babcock, an ag economist at Iowa State University. He says biotechnology could help farmers in China increase yields and make them less vulnerable to climate change with drought-resistant crops. Babcock says it's not immediately clear if China's push to commercialize genetically modified corn and soybeans will be bad for U.S. corn and soybean producers. China is U.S. soybean farmers' biggest market.
We could have another drought in the United States. South America could have a big drought. Today's abundance could turn around quickly. And so in 3 to 5 years, the world might actually welcome increased production of corn and soybeans from China.
And Philippe de la Perouse at HighQuest Partners says infrastructure issues in China could still make imports desirable.
In some cases, it's cheaper for them to source beans from Brazil and the U.S. than it is within China itself, simply because it's more efficient to ship in large Panamaxes from the U.S., Brazil, and Argentina, as opposed to moving a product domestically.
And De La Perouse says China's move towards genetically modified crops could lower the political barriers to exporters trying to get GMO crops approved there. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.